haven't thought about singing bowls really since I got saved, but I used to use them. And off the top, I would say regarding the singing bowls, there are a bunch of different things that we can use to alter our consciousness, to shift our consciousness. First of all, we're never supposed to shift our consciousness. The Bible tells us in multiple places to be sober and to be sober-minded. There's about half a dozen commandments in the New Testament to be sober-minded, which you can't be sober-minded if you're altering your brainwave state and your neurochemistry through substance or through things like frequency and sound. Now, I want to make a distinction between healthy sounds and healthy frequencies, such as those in, you listen to worship music, instrumental worship music. It's beautiful, right? It feels good to listen to. It agrees with your biology. If you were to listen to the sound of a chainsaw or something, or a garbage disposal, there's a reason why that doesn't agree with your biology. It increases stress hormones in your body, like cortisol, adrenaline. And but when you listen to worship music, it releases things like dopamine and serotonin and so forth. So there's music that is intrinsically just beneficial to our body, and music that isn't. Now, when it comes to some of the meditation music used in the New Age movement, there are some frequencies that have been proven to be healing for the body. In which case, should we try and listen to music written in that tone or in that key? Yeah, sure, that's fine. If we're combining that with meditation, meditation's not biblical. Meditation's extremely dangerous. I actually want that to be my next video on YouTube. Is meditation, it's dangerous spiritually, it's dangerous emotionally, it's dangerous psychologically. And when you're using singing bowls, what you're trying to do with singing bowls is enter into a meditative state of consciousness by engulfing your being with tones that are specifically meant to try and facilitate some kind of mystical state of mind, some kind of expanded cosmic state of consciousness. That's what singing bowls are meant for. So if you go to like a meditation class, you'll have singing bowls, you'll have crystal singing bowls, you'll have these, I think it's called like qigong. I don't know what it's called, these big massive symbols that they'll beat. And what this is meant to do is shift your consciousness. So basically, as a general principle, when it comes to the discussion of sound frequencies, are these sound frequencies being used to try to heal your biology and make you feel at peace and rest? Or are they being used to try and propel you into a higher state of consciousness? Are you trying to use them to make yourself feel peaceful, like listening to nature sounds on YouTube or so forth? Or are you using them to try and facilitate some extraordinary, mystical cosmic state of consciousness, which is what singing bowls are designed for? So I would say, what's the intention and what's the design? What has the tone been designed for, and what's the intention in bringing that tone into one's reality? I would say those are two places to start off the top. Now,
Right.
when it comes to crystals, real quick, crystals. I have a video on crystals, and it's cringy because the set and setting is just so bad. I'm too close to my camera. I'm in my mother's living room. It's just bad. Just
Humble beginnings.
yeah, yeah. Humble beginnings, but basically, there was a study done that showed that crystals are no more effective in healing than a placebo. And I sort that study. It's actually in the book as well. There's not a section on crystals in the book. It's a section about epistemology, or the theory of knowledge in the New Age movement, and how they won't pay attention to things like evidence, such as the fact that crystals are no more effective in any kind of energetic result or energetic property than a placebo effect. So what they did is they had participants. Some would have real crystals, some would have fake crystals, and they'd hold them for 5 minutes and try and detect sensation. They didn't know whether the crystals they were holding were real or fake. It was double blind study, meaning that the people administering the crystals didn't know whether they were real or fake either. Now, they found that there was absolutely no difference between the two. But they did find this, that those who were prepped and encouraged in the belief that they were holding a real crystal by the people administering the crystal, when they were kind of coached in that, these ones, sorry, reported more of a sensation than those who weren't coached and amped up and encouraged in that. which shows that a lot of this is your psychological disposition. So imagine this: people holding a fake crystal feel more of a sensation in their hand and more of a tingling because they've been coached that crystals have magical metaphysical powers than those who weren't coached who are holding onto a real crystal. Okay. So this study shows that, a lot of it's in the mind, and now some people might say, well, can crystals be used as sort of an energetic wand to bring through the energies of the spirit world or entities in the spirit world? I'm actually in my video, I say I'm agnostic about that. They're used throughout various different cultures for the same reason. A lot of channeled material tells people to use cultures. Maybe it's the case that because demons are electromagnetic in their orientation for some reason, that their energies and their power is somehow more easily transpired into the natural realm when people yield to the spirit of witchcraft and use crystals in conjunction with the spirit of witchcraft. Does that amplify their power somehow? Maybe. If it does, it's condemned in scripture as sorcery and worthy of hell, Revelation 21:8, Galatians 5:18-19. So if crystals don't work, which a study shows, so here's the difference. Crystals have no metaphysical power in and of themselves. Okay, so let's get that out of your system. Now, can they be used in conjunction with spiritual energies as some sort of an amplifier or magnifier of pre-existing spiritual energy? Maybe. If they can, it's condemned in scripture and worthy of hell. It's the practice of magic arts, it's witchcraft. If you're trying to manipulate metaphysical forces of nature for your own benefit, that's the definition of witchcraft. So, if they don't work, they're useless, but represent the New Age movement, in which case I would say, for conscience sake and for the sake of kind of allowing your mind to refresh and you're not constantly when you see something, here's another thing too. I made a video about this before. A good reason to throw away New Age paraphernalia like crystals or like clothing, is because when you're in the New Age movement, you're used to associating that object with a particular outcome. You've been conditioned. It's almost like Pavlovian conditioning. If every time you hold a crystal, you have some kind of mystical experience happen, your brain is going to begin to associate the presence of crystals with that neural pattern, that thought pattern, that experience, at the very least, nostalgia. That's a whole other thing. But your brain has a property called neuroplasticity, where new neural networks are formed around new experiences. And so if you have these experiences over and over again, mystical experiences with crystals, mystical experiences, when you're saved 6 months, but your house is full of crystals. Are you allowing your brain and your mind to truly be renewed? Are you allowing yourself to be renewed in the spirit of your mind? If you're constantly seeing all these things that are triggering you and provoking your brain to enter in to a certain state of consciousness that is contrary to the Bible. I mean, so I would encourage people to cleanse their house of crystals, if they, especially if they were in the New Age movement. Some people think they're pretty, and that in that case, it's more of a matter of conscience. If you got it from a metaphysical shop, I'd say absolutely not. But crystals are a part of God's nature; they're not intrinsically evil. If someone is, just, even a lot of necklaces are made out of crystals. Diamond kind of replicas or replacements are crystals, so they
Sure.
aren't evil intrinsically. But it's important to note that they don't have metaphysical properties in and of themselves, and if they do, using them would be witchcraft. Trying to use them as some kind of transmitter or wand is also witchcraft and is condemned in scripture.
Yeah, and I would say the same thing about what has been called quantum biology and quantum healing. And I've done videos on this. I think we talked a little bit about the quantum stuff in the book, but just for people who might not be familiar with it now, because I've been asked this a lot. I've been asked, what Josh, what do you think about using frequencies for health? Using frequencies. That's like a buzzword that's kind of going around right now, especially in Christian circles, which is unfortunate. And I say, well, that to me, I would say that is what is referred to as quantum healing in the New Age, and it's absolutely false, and it is demonic, and there's nothing to support it. There's nothing real to support it. Because look, for one thing, frequencies doesn't mean sound waves, and even if it did, there just is no medical study to say that sound waves do anything to help you with your healing. And here's how you can tell that, like, because there's this field. It's actually kind of funny. I was speaking at a conference. This was years ago.
Can we make a distinction real quick, Josh? So you were talking about a
Yes.
conference, right? Because I made a reference to there being I just want to make sure we're not contradicting
No,
each
go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah.
other. Because I was basically there are frequencies that make people feel more peaceful. And in those frequencies,
Are you just talking about like music or like what do you mean when you say frequencies?
right, I would say even just certain tones. Like there's tones that if there's a tone in a minor key, for example, and it's really dissonant, I could play some really dissonant kind of like murky or I mean it's gonna make your body feel bad. It's gonna make your mind feel bad.
Oh,
There's also
yeah.
more peaceful tones, and the tone isn't gonna heal you in and of itself, but the tone might provoke a release of different chemicals in your system because you're feeling more peaceful. And
Sure.
when you're more peaceful, you're in a state of homeostasis where your body releases, dopamine or serotonin, which are immunostabilizers. So there is a difference between saying, this tone is going to heal me. No, it's not. The peace is what's going to heal you.
That's
And
right.
there's the best way to enter into that peace is through, well, Jesus Christ, but peace is a fruit of righteousness. So people are living in unforgiveness. People are living in willful lifestyle sins. People are living, selfishly. They're not giving to the poor. They aren't in a local church. So just living as a one-man island, as a law unto themselves, living in sin, and they don't feel peace. It's because they're not living in accordance with the commandments that God gave in Scripture, which are meant to be a tree of righteousness.
Amen.
Result in righteousness in our life. The Bible says that joy is for those of an upright heart. And so Jesus says, whoever he calls himself the Prince of Peace, take my yoke upon you. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. So, peace is a result of righteousness
Yeah.
and of being in the truth. And so I would encourage people, rather than looking for a tone, I would say, who have you not forgiven? When was the last time you told someone in your life that they matter to you, that they're important to you? When was the last time you did an act of generosity for someone, that you denied yourself and you went out and you did something for the poor? Because if you're going against the commandments of God, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. So if you're in a con if God's constantly in a state where he's resisting you, you don't have the Holy Spirit, who is supposed to exhibit the fruit of peace in your life. If you're in communion and fellowship with him, if you're living in pride. So he can't do that if you're living in pride. So sometimes peace is a result of, hey, I need to sort some things out in my soul before God, not go to tones to try and heal myself.
Yeah, I would totally agree with that. I mean, just we as human beings, there are going to be certain things that we hear that are more relaxing than others. Like, well, for example, me and my wife, we go. This is actually kind of a learned practice. It's not a religious practice.
Well, like the Christian metalcore, I like just really
Yeah.
relaxing.
Relax. Well, no, you know what's funny about that is it's totally subjective because you and I like a lot of the same, well, we'll just say it. We like a lot of the same metal music. But because, and we've talked about this, because of the mathematics and some of the in some of the time signatures that they use, it is kind of relaxing, but it also gets your mind thinking. And it's like, what are they exactly trying to do there? So I totally get that. I don't think anything that we listen to I mean, I don't listen to anything that's
Ooh, End
blatantly.
Times Productions in the comments mentioning impending doom. That's that
Yeah.
heavy. That's that heavy stuff.
Yeah, we don't listen to anything like, actually, probably any of the bands that you and I listen to, most people haven't heard of before. They're not anything that's going to be really popular. But that's more of just an appreciation of the music and time signatures and it's sort of like I can't stand jazz, but it's sort of why people appreciate jazz. It's the same type of reason. But yeah, people who want to use frequencies or tones, like, I'll say, like, when I listen to Moonlight Sonata, that's a pretty, common, well-known. I'm really relaxed when I listen to that. I love it. Like, for me, minor chords are really relaxing to me. I like them a lot. Major chords are a little bit more upbeat and motivating. But at the same time, I don't go to the, like, if I need to relax, I'm not gonna, like, oh, I have to relax. I must listen to Moonlight Sonata. Like, I'm not gonna do that. It's just if it's on, then yeah, I'll feel a little bit of relaxation. But I that's not my go-to deal. So a lot of people asking about frequencies, and I'm glad that you made that distinction, because we're not just talking about here, we're not just talking about if you find in certain situations, if you're listening to a song or a piece of music or a tone, you're a little bit more peaceful than others. We're not talking about that. Now, if you're doing like binaural beats and all this stuff to try to meditate and relax, then yeah, that's garbage. You need to stay away from it. It's totally new age. I would say it's sorcery. And it's for many reasons, it's not good. But there's
I
this
would too.
whole.
It's sorcery by definition. I would definitely say that.
Yeah, and there's this whole field of so-called quantum research, and it's not quantum science at all. Actually, quantum physicists, even most of them being atheistic, most of them not believing in any kind of God, they condemn this. Even the atheists condemn this thing called quantum healing. Now, there is a legitimate science called quantum biology, but what quantum biology talks about, it talks about a couple different things. It talks about how your smell receptors work in your nose, that it might be more quantum based rather than atomically or molecularly based. So when you smell things, maybe it's not just that you're bringing in molecules or atoms, but maybe you're actually bringing in quantum materials, and that's how you smell. Okay, that's one of them. Bird migration is another thing that quantum biology deals with. So it deals with stuff like that, but there's this other field within the New Age call, and they'll call it quantum biology because they steal terms and they try to redefine terms.
Right.
And they'll say that quantum biology means that we are all part of what they say is the quantum field. And I'll tell you one thing, there is no such thing as the quantum field. Quantum fields are real. There's dozens of them. There might be a foundational quantum field that we haven't discovered yet, but nobody can claim that right now because it hasn't been discovered, if it exists at all. But they'll say, not only will they say that we're all part of one quantum field that exists, but they'll say that we can manipulate that quantum field in order to heal our bodies. And it's completely wrong. It's false. It is New Age. And there are no medical studies whatsoever to prove that this works for anything. It's like the crystal stuff. There's nothing. You have so-called doctors that are telling cancer patients that if they will just basically submit to the quantum field that they're a part of anyway, which I would say is comparable to worshiping the creation instead of the creator. If you just submit to the quantum field that you're already a part of, you can manipulate it in a way where you can heal your cancer or your diabetes or whatever problem that you have, your heart disease, whatever it is. It's not true. It's not, it's just blatantly false. It's a lie.
That's right.